Good morning, everybody. It is such a pleasure to be here with you and a pleasure to have with us Ja'Kalyn Carr. She is a minister, a psalmist, and now a book author. I'm sure you're some other things, right?
Actress, designer.
All right now. What you design?
I'm actually working on my fashion line.
Really?
Yes, I am.
So what kind of things do you like?
Pertaining to clothing, for my line, I want to produce classy looks. I just want to show that it's okay to look classy and you look good at the same time.
Classy, not trashy, right?
Right.
It's so good to have you in. The last time you were here, you were talking about the Life Project,
yes.
And You're Bigger. That song has just permeated our industry. When you talk about music and what it does, and especially you young folks are just killing it in the game, as they say.
Thank you.
And it's such a pleasure to see it, because when we look at some of the older when music just started and it was getting famous and all of that, there were a lot of things going on, and it was really about the performance and not about the ministry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one thing that I always keep in mind is that I remember telling God all I wanted to do was to inspire his people and to give them hope through whatever gifts that he will allow me to do so, and being able to do that through my singing, speaking, now book. It's just an amazing feeling, and I tell people all the time, I don't want to just do it because I'm gifted to do it or I know how to do it. I want to hear the testimonies of people being blessed and inspired, and that's what God is allowing me to experience thus far. I get testimonies every week of how much people being inspired and not just uplifted but encouraged and inspired all at the same time.
Well, I'll tell you, my mom's in her 70s and she told me to tell you that You Will Win is her favorite song.
Oh, thank you.
And she will call me on the air sometimes and say, you need to play Ja'Kalyn Carr song for me this morning. I'm like, okay, Mom, I'm gonna
thank you.
She loves that song about winning.
Yes.
So talk about the new project, One Nation Under God.
Yes, well, One Nation Under God is the full album of which You Will Win is upon. And so in this album, I wanted to release the message of unity and really helping us to understand that it's important that we spread love amongst each other, and that I believe positive things can happen when we get on one accord, and understanding that it does not matter if you are in America, Alaska, Uganda, wherever you are, we're gathering together as one body to give our God glory.
That's
and
right.
In response, he give us victory. That's why you get the song You Will Win, and of course other declarations that I have on there, such as It's Yours, It Has Been Established, just different songs on there. It's a very diverse album, I must say. So just being able to impact the world through this album, it's been an awesome experience. I had an awesome time recording it.
Now, I see a song on here says Gonna Be Great featuring Nariah Smith. That's not...
Uh-huh.
Is that your little sister? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
She's singing, too?
She's coming along.
Little sister is on the project. She's here in the studio with us as well. And that is phenomenal. You have quite a few songs featuring some artists. How did you choose your artist?
Well, we like to be very strategic when it comes to certain things. And so being able to have Donald Lawrence on a track in this atmosphere, it was right in his vein.
I love him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so when you hear the song, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And just, it's a powerful declaration as well. And of course, Nariah Smith, that song right there. I wanted to really release the message that you were born to be successful, born to prosper.
Yes.
And even if nobody else tells you that or believes in you, it starts with you believing you're in yourself in order for you to really see yourself growing and prospering in life. And so that's what that song is all about. I wanted to give something for the young people as well to gravitate to.
Now, that's what it's kind of all about today.
Yes.
We have our traditional music and... But contemporary, neo, is a whole bunch of different genres that's coming out of this thing right now. And you Yeah, you just can't put gospel music in a box.
You can't. There's so many options and styles when it comes to gospel music. And so there's somebody for everybody.
You got that right. Yes. There's something for everybody. Amen. Amen. So already out, One Nation Under God. They can find it where?
You can get it on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon. You can get it from Target, Walmart, Best Buy, all that good stuff. Just type in Jacalyn Carr, One Nation Under God.
There's no C in Jacalyn. You spell your name a lot of different ways.
Yes, Jekalyncarr.
Well, you know, I said at the top that Jacalyn is now author, and I said, girl, you've done something some adults haven't done. The name of your book, You Will Win, Inspirational Strategies to Help You Overcome, already released. Talk about the book.
Yes, well, I travel the world, and I begin to hear so many testimonies of people, and it seems as though they were allowing their situation to defeat them when it's supposed to be the other way around. And so in this book, I'm sure by now many of us know we're winners, we know we're overcomers, but very few of us know how to live that life. So in this book, I wanted to teach you how to live your life like a winner. And I just believe that you're not supposed to win in one area and you're losing in the rest. And so this book is all about you living a well-rounded winning life. I teach you how to win in your health, winning in your business, your career. One of my favorite chapters is Principle 3, Structures to Win. And in this chapter, you'll hear me expounding upon expanding your thoughts. If you never think beyond where you are, you will never go beyond where you are. And so a lot of times it takes you getting into an environment that pulls you, that stretches you so that you can think where you're supposed to be in life. And so then also talking about focusing, understanding there's distractions all around us. They will constantly happen, but you cannot allow that to pull you away from what it is that you're supposed to do. I tell people all the time, whenever you encounter distractions, just know that you are getting ready to encounter a home run. And so there's just so much in this book, just really teaching you. And I love it because you can apply this information to just about any situation in your life. So I'm excited to be able to give this message on how to win. Because again, a lot of us, we have proclamations, things that we declare over ourselves every morning when we wake up. But we, a few of us are living in the reality of that. And so in this book, I wanted to teach you how to live it, not just speak it, but to live it.
You know, my husband's daughter is in school in China, and she called us crying last week because she says, I'm trying to trust God, but I just don't know how. She says, I'm trying to trust God, and this is happening. I'm trying. She's like 15. She's about to be 16. So she's struggling with, you know, being an overcomer, being a winner. And so I had to talk her off the ledge, but I would love to be able to send her that book. So that she will have something to look at and be guided by every day.
I believe it'll be such a major positive impact. And I tell people all the time, it's not for a certain age bracket, a certain type of people. No, this book is for anybody who desires to win in life. And so that's why I'm excited that I was able to produce this book, You Will Win.
And You Will Win goes along with the song, You Will Win.
Absolutely. And a lot of people don't know, but I actually started writing the book first.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then the song came along as I was working on the album.
That was awesome.
The last song that came to us before we established everything for the album.
What's your process? I mean, you just told us a little bit right there. You're writing. And of course, writing is writing. But you're writing and this song comes out of the writing. Is that a part of your process?
Absolutely. A lot of my songs comes from different sermons that I've spoken. Like you go back to Greater is Coming. My first sermon that I preached was Greater is Coming.
I remember that one. I heard that one.
And then You Won't See the Wind or the Rain. There's a sermon I have on that. A lot of them come from not just our personal testimonies, but from different messages that I've spoken. And that's why, too, I wanted to be able to put the message in my music that way that it have substance and give people something that they can hold on to, because I find that you have longevity in your music as well when you have substance in it.
Absolutely. Now, I know, you know, a lot of your songs are contemporary. Do you like traditional music?
I do. I love it. I actually love the legends. I love people like the Winans. All of them are amazing. Pastor Donna McClurkin, just people like that. The Caravans, of course.
That's history right there.
Yes.
That means mom and daddy raised you up on some good old music.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. So One Nation Under God, and then the book, You Will Win. Yes. Where do they find that book?
You can get it on Amazon.com as well as Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, you know, outside of, I know you're traveling, you're mm-hmm. preaching, you're speaking. Are you doing anything else? What else are you adding to your plate, so
to speak?
Well,
we spoke about the fashion, doing that, yeah. And I'm starting to do more acting now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw it or not, but I was recently featured in an episode of Greenleaf, and so that was so exciting to be able to do that.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that one.
Yeah.
Now, what were you doing in Greenleaf?
I was acting. I had a
not
little...
Not singing?
No, I wasn't singing, but I did sing on the soundtrack mm-hmm, album, mm-hmm. On a song called Hold Me Close, but I was doing acting in the episode, so yeah.
Did you take acting lessons?
I didn't.
You did?
No, it's kind of, everything that I'm doing is gifts that has been in me for the longest. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I just believe that you have to do it in the right time, and it works better for
yourself.
They
sure do, in his timing.
Right, you know, you find yourself not... working yourself too hard or straining
stressing
yourself
out, yeah.
right when
yeah.
you're doing everything in its proper timing mm-hmm, and it's been working for me thus far.
So are you going to do Greenleaf this season?
I'm not sure. Okay. I don't know.
Because I know it's coming up in the summer. I think it starts in the summer. That's a good show.
It is.
That's a good show. Good show. Yeah. So you're 20 years old. Mm-hmm. Young, beautiful. Are you dating?
Well, right now, because of where I am in my career and there's just a lot going on, I'm not as of now, but I do eventually that time will come and I'm just waiting patiently.
Are the guys approaching you, I'm sure?
Well, yes.
Probably grown men, they got no business, but the young men I'm sure are approaching.
Absolutely,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. What do you say to, you know, young people who... it's tough to wait, you know, and especially for the right one when you mm-hmm. know good and well mm-hmm. that ain't him.
Right.
What do you say to them?
You know, for me, mm-hmm. I learn a lot by watching other people. And so many times I find that we put ourselves in difficult situations when we are operating outside of the right mm-hmm. timing. Mm-hmm. And there's so much that we have to go through, unnecessary hurt that a lot of people have been through. It is possible for you to come out of that place, of course. But a lot of that we can prevent just by operating in the right timing. And
that's
so that's why... I say it's good for us to wait mm-hmm. on the right person because, I mean, you want to be able to be with somebody, of course, that can complement who you are,
absolutely.
Somebody that pushes you to be great and to mm-hmm. be successful mm-hmm. in life, and somebody who supports you in every way. And so that's why I think it's important to wait for the right one.
That's so true. It's so true. That's very mature of you. What's the most difficult part about what you do, your travels, your singing, your acting, your designing. Is there any difficulty for you or any challenges?
For me right now, I can't really say there are any. Yes, right. No, I'm loving my journey. I mean, of course, when I first started out, because I did start out young, mm-hmm. and you have that those people who say, "Well, you're too young to do this, and you're too young, you can't do that." Mm-hmm. But I always tell people, if God can use a donkey, He can use anybody. Success and the anointing has no age appointed. Mm-hmm. It's just all about you tapping into it, mm-hmm. and so right. But now I don't have any difficulties.
That is so awesome.
Yes.
That is awesome. Again, tell folks where they can find One Nation Under God and the book You Will Win, Inspirational Strategies to Help You Overcome.
Yes, you can find the album One Nation Under God on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, as well as Walmart, Best Buy, Target, all of that great stuff. And then, of course, the book You Will Win is on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble.
All right. Miss Young Lady, she's not little anymore. Young Lady Ja'Kalyn Carr joins us this morning. Thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.